meant, you know, some name, one of the other states, Arkansas. You weren't paying attention to Arkansas.
No, I was not paying attention. I was in high school and looking at boys.
Okay, Deb, Ion. Deb's father was a very good friend of, was it General Lucius Clay? Have I got that right?
He was Curtis LeMay's private secretary in Guam in World
Curtis
War II.
LeMay, not Lucius Clay. Now, Ion, Curtis LeMay, he did some nefarious activities, Ion, without getting too particular. Did he implement some? Apparently. You're not sure, because from your view, there's many Curtis LeMays. Right? You see many Curtis LeMay, so you're not sure which one we're talking about.
There's several.
Right. So did Deb's father have an inkling of the nasty projects that Curtis LeMay did?
Yes.
Uh-huh, Deb. You have.
And is that why he turned down the position Curtis offered him after the war?
Well, if I kill enough of them, they'll stop fighting. I suppose if I had lost the war, I'd have been tried as a war criminal. We should bomb Vietnam back to the Stone Age.
I think he's quoting Curtis LeMay. That's Curtis.
Yeah. LeMay. Well, he offered my dad a pretty peachy position, because when you exit the military, you go down one ranking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that how it goes?
You keep your pay grade. But every soldier thinks something of a moral aspect of what he's doing. But all war is immoral. And if you let that bother you, you're not a good soldier.
Who wants to be a good soldier, though? But so Curtis LeMay, you're quoting him. Is this why did Deb's father turn down the job, because he couldn't be a good soldier anymore? Because it was peacetime?
He wouldn't do it.
Yeah, he knew where it would lead, right? It would bother his conscience, the father's conscience,
yes.
Correct? Yeah. Well, there you go, Dave.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
now,
what
he,
I figured.
When you're ascending, he gets no points for that. Well, I guess it depends on what you do with yourself, but because he made what some people say a good pacifist move, he didn't continue the fighting world, that doesn't necessarily make him easier to ascend, Ion, or does it depend just on your own attitude, your own judgment of yourself? That's all.
Well, genius is the capacity to see 10 things where ordinary men see one.
Is that Curtis? Curtis says that?
No, that's your Ezra Pound.
Ezra Pound, okay. Anyway, isn't that an interesting question, Deb, about your father that you never even thought of asking? But praise Bob, I fucking got the truth of your family.
Praise Bob, from whom all charts do flow.